Federal agents with U.S. Homeland Security raided two of the famed rapper Sean Puffy Diddy Combs' houses in L.A. and Miami as he faces a string of accusations of rape, abuse, and sex trafficking spanning several decades. I'm Skynell Hughes, and on this edition of 360 View, we're going to discuss whether P. Diddy is the Epstein of the music industry and whether this could lead to more arrests. Let's get started. Dramatic pictures from the home of Sean Puff Diddy Combs on the afternoon of March 25th, leaving many questioning not only the current charges being brought against the award-winning rapper and businessman, but also all of his past interactions and dealings with younger artists. Now, command trucks and officers wearing protective gear and weapons were used in the raids at both houses. Now, the most recent lawsuit was filed on February 26th by his producer, Little Rod Jones, alleges he was subjected to unwanted advances by associates of Diddy at his direction, and that he was forced to engage in relations with the sex workers Combs had hired in a 14-month period beginning in September of 2022. Now, the producer claims Combs drugged, threatened, and sexually harassed him during the time he was employed. He said he actually has video and audio evidence of Combs, his staff, and others engaging in serious illegal activity. Now, the lawsuit identified rapper 50 Cent's former girlfriend and the mother of one of his children, Daphne Joy, as well as named multiple other celebrities in the filings, including well-known pastor T.D. Jakes, fellow rap artist Young Miami, and even British royal Prince Harry. The lawsuit also alleges that Combs regularly hosted sex trafficking parties with underage women and illegal drugs, and implies record label executives who looked the other way financially benefited from access to celebrities and dignitaries. Now, all of this seems very familiar, and it's almost impossible to ignore the similarities between the multiple cases involving the late Jeffrey Epstein and P. Diddy. Involuntary sex, young girls, drugs, alcohol, lavish parties, money, and of course, rich celebrities. Now, as expected, Combs has denied all of the allegations, saying, "We have overwhelmingly indisputable proof that the claims are complete lies." Now, handcuffed during the raid at Combs' Los Angeles home was Combs' son, Justin and Christian King Combs, where firearms and phones were seized. Combs himself, well, he's yet to be arrested or officially charged with any crimes, even though legal experts are saying the charges are building. But if this has been going on for decades, why are these arrests just being made now? And considering all of the coverage of sex trafficking around Jeffrey Epstein, is it ignorance or just narcissism for any celebrity to feel like they can get away with a similar operation? Let's discuss with our panel today, Lionel, lawyer and media analyst, Autry J. Pruitt, chairman of the New Journey PAC, and Marl Thomas, journalist and radio host. Thank you so much for joining me on this. Autry, I'm going to start with you. Were you shocked when you actually heard the news about the raid on P. Diddy's homes? And what did you think it initially involved?
I wasn't shocked, and that's because the federal government is always responding to false accusations. I have no reason to believe these women. I don't believe women by default, if anything. the more accusations there are, the less likely I am to believe it. But number two, what did I think it was about? I thought it was about this, because if you paid attention to particularly underground hip-hop media, low-key influencers, micro-influencers, they had been talking about possible things going on with Diddy for a long time. So when I first heard it, I thought immediately, oh, this probably isn't another false accusation of sex trafficking.
Has your opinion changed as the weeks have gone on since the initial raid on his homes?
No.
Okay.
This is America. You are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Okay, innocent until proven guilty. Jamarl. Do you have that same feeling? Did you think?
No. Okay. I think he's screwed. in a court of law is the key point, right? I mean, the street has their own point of view in regards to the things that basically take place. But I got to be honest. I mean, when Cassie came out with her accusations, it followed suit with a lot of other people who were coming out with accusations about Puffy. They seemed to just kind of fall in line. And yeah, to be fair to the guests, Puffy will show in a court of law. That's assuming they charge him and everything else. I mean, that's the rub with the story. Like, the feds raided his house like it was a compound. By the same token, they haven't been on and open about why. It's just been sexual trafficking stuff that has been dogging Puffy. And again, a lot of stuff came out from the Cassie allegations because she's saying that was sex trafficked. There's a Canadian woman who came out, who she's anonymous currently, said I was also sex trafficked. You have his producer, Lil Rod. Lil Rod wasn't groomed. Lil Rod is a grown man. But at the same token, even he is saying some of the stuff too. It would all be fleshed out in regards to a court. By the same token, the feds, what, got a 99% conviction rate? And if they are coming for you, most likely I don't think they're coming for no reason.
Well, that's the question, Lionel, because how credible do you believe is this case against P. Diddy? How much actually has to be concrete before feds can actually raid not one home, but also two houses?
Well, you just need probable cause. But I would be remiss if I did not mention the first gentleman who said, by default, you don't believe women? And number two, did I hear you say, the more accusations there are, the less likely there is of guilt? Did I hear that?
Audrey?
That's correct.
Okay.
I didn't stutter when I said it.
Okay, so explain yourself. Why, first of all, do you not believe women initially?
Because anytime I've seen these accusations occur post probably 2015, it is always the most shakiest and flimsy of circumstances. Always, right? You have drug-fueled parties, grown folks, people that are grown, that make a decision. No one bamboozled them into the decision. No one said, oh, you have to, it's the same thing with, who was the white gentleman? Harvey Weinstein. No one bamboozled you. No one flimsy Jew. It wasn't a magic trick. You made a decision to take drugs. You made a decision to drink. You made a decision. We are a world that's devoid of accountability. And the facts are, if you are a grown person, now if you're below the age of 18, it's different. But if you are a grown person and you make a decision to engage in a sexual act with anybody, that is your decision. It's not trafficking.
You're saying,
it's not bamboozling.
So you're saying,
it's your decision.
So you're saying, well, bamboozling is a pedestrian term. So you're saying that a woman who drinks cannot be raped? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I said.
A woman who goes to a party cannot be raped?
No, that's not what I said.
Well, you don't believe
that. That's not what I said at all.
You don't believe women by default. And since 2015, you're an expert.
I generally don't believe accusers by default.
So you're that's what I'm talking about. Accusers. Now let me explain something to you. And I've been doing this for a long time. If you want to make your name in terms of this by starting off with absurd premises, my friend, you are on your way. But you're going to find out later on that somebody's going to say, you're going to meet a number of people who are going to come forward and they're going to be victims of this trafficking because I don't know you. I'm sure you're a fine person. And this is a great way to start a show. But if you had to put a number value on how absurd and how specious what you're saying is, if I could somehow explicate or limb or describe to you how absolutely off the charts insane this is, I don't have enough time. But I will say this. And you
yes,
mentioned
please.
Harvey Weinstein. First of all, you don't know anything about the Harvey Weinstein case. You know nothing
other
about
what I read.
The actual... You don't. Oh my God!
You're 100% right.
So you think the Weinstein, Audrey, just so we can set the foundation of where we all stand. You think that Weinstein was wrongly convicted, that he's innocent?
From what I have read, yes.
Wow.
If you are a grown person and you make a decision, if you are a grown person, and by the way, both of you two gentlemen, when you have a woman or a boy or somebody come out and accuse you of something, I'm the one you're going to want to call.
Okay, so let's pause on that. Jamal?
I doubt that.
Look, the rehabilitation.
Give me 2 days, I'll find someone.
Tomorrow?
I give you a week. I give you 2 weeks. Look, the rehabilitation of Harvey Weinstein is fascinating to me.
Not many people would defend him. You got to give him.
People would do that.
You got some courage, some
all the credit in the world
one.
For the rehabilitation of Harvey Weinstein.
Good credit. Okay.
Look, if you are a person who's trying to do a job, and your employer says, or you believe, full well belief, that your job is contingent upon some kind of sexual act or anything like that, that is illegal. You can't do that. And you know, this idea that, well, those women made a choice. They made a choice, in a way, was a forced choice. Hey, you want to get this job? You want this contract? You want to have a career in the film industry? Okay, well, I need you to let me masturbate in front of a plant, and I need you to stand there and do it. That is not consent in the way that we understand consent of you have an equal choice to make a choice or decision or not.
Right. Let's go for it.
I disagree with that. I'm sorry, I disagree. In the context, and I'm a lawyer, I'm a former prosecutor, I'm telling you that there is nothing wrong. There is nothing, in fact, against the law, with you agreeing to adults to let me do something strange or whatever in front of you if it's not against your will. But the point people miss about Harvey Weinstein, the part that people miss about Harvey Weinstein, while I would defend him, is the prior similar fact evidence that really convicted him. That is the height of the lack of due process. But let me explain something to you. Here's what we're going to watch. They're not going to charge Diddy with anything.
Okay.
And
why
if
do you
they
say that?
Don't charge him with anything, because they're sending the word out that he's a rat and that he's cooperating. And they're going to do the same thing. And there's also the suspicion by a lot of folks that the reasons why, and now this is a good conspiracy theory, and I know we all love that one, but some people are suggesting that he is one of the chosen ones and that the feds went in not to seize evidence to charge him, but to seize evidence so that they could have it. Because remember, the one piece of evidence or the one fact about the Epstein case that we don't know are the hours and hours of evidence that could incriminate some very powerful people. This is a very complicated case. But to start off with this specious premise that by default, I don't believe women because they make choices, I would love to have you spend just 5 minutes and right. any kind of a sexual battery division of the police department, and you would cry. You wouldn't be able to sleep at night. And we're not talking about children. And it's that kind of attitude, that kind of sick and depraved attitude that actually ferments and foments this kind of behavior in the first place. Because you're treating women like chattel. You're saying that by virtue of their being there, they should have known. They asked for it. They knew what this was all about.
I didn't
How
say that.
How dare you?
Well, no wonder you're on TV rather than practicing law, because you're throwing out
hearsay
left and right.
Hold on, Audrey, but you did.
You want to get on your show, Scotty, and call me Caprice.
I think it's the preface of it. We've got, here's the thing. You've got Weinstein. We can bring in Epstein. Now we're bringing
another
in
another white guy has something to say about my black ass. That's fine.
Okay,
we're gonna
interject race.
Let's bring race into it.
That's the thing.
Oh, I definitely will. Because you are a disgusting
attorney. Jamal, here's the, we're gonna answer it. Lionel, I'm gonna take you easily give you the, black race was just introduced to it. Does this have anything to do with race?
Start off saying I don't believe women.
So now it's sexism. Now we're going to racism.
I don't think there was a racial component to that. I mean, at the point where you start off saying I don't believe women by default, I think there's a problem with the premise. I mean, there's some people who bring up allegations. I'll give you one example. Donald Trump in the defamation suit with E. Jean Carroll. No evidence, nothing to back it up. And hit him with $93 million. Now, I don't care what Trump says in response to that. $93 million is insane. And there's nothing to back that up. Okay, fair enough. I get it on that case. Random potential acts of trafficking, acts where multiple people have come forward saying, hey, I have a problem with so-and-so. That's a little bit different. Not to mention the feds raiding the house is a bit different. Like.
Right. So let me bring that to you, Audrey, and the fact that let's look at it right now. Do you think this is mm-hmm. you have more and more people are starting to come out. You're seeing videos. Justin Bieber had a video came out of him being younger that people are now questioning. You're seeing a domino effect here of others in the past that were just kind of waiting for the dam to break before they started to actually disclose their own potential abuse that might happen. Does that give this more credibility in your mind that there was something going wrong with P. Diddy?
there is no credibility unless true evidence is produced. Because before, the system was reversed. Before, oh, we just believed all women. Before, if a man was accused, you just believe him. And now you two, one of two men, by the way, but applause for you for sucking up to everybody, for being simp beta males, sucking up to everybody. So applause to both of you. You two now want to castigate me because I reversed it and said, no, just because you come out and say so-and-so, 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 and you got 18 friends behind you with billionaire that are attacking a billionaire, all of a sudden I'm saying, no, by fault, I'm not believing you by default.
But we have men, we have boys. But here's Audrey, this is not just women. This is men. You now have males that are coming out and accusing P. Diddy of nefarious
things. And I don't believe them. I do not believe anyone by default until evidence is produced.
What does that mean? Excuse me.
Period.
What does that mean by default? What does that mean? I don't understand it because I would imagine.
Okay, you don't understand the word default?
You don't believe anybody.
I have no education at all. I'm a simple guy.
Hold on. Let's hold on. Lionel, one at a time here. Lionel. What evidence?
You're telling me that. Well, what I'm saying is, so when you read anything or hear of anything, any accusation about anybody, whether it's about, you name it, Trump or B. Diddy or Zelensky or Putin, because you don't have evidence of it, you consequently form no opinion about anything because how could you have evidence of it by default? Now, he hasn't even been charged with anything.
Right.
Let's be fair. Mr. Diddy has not been charged. Right. Diddy or Diddy, he hasn't been charged with anything. He has had something seized. We don't even know from the inventory of the items. And by the way, I love when people say, can you believe, oh my God, look at how they raided it. Ask Roger Stone about how they raid his home at 4 o'clock in the morning with CNN handy. And by the way, TMZ was standing there. And let me also say, you talk about race. Well, let me say something. God bless America for P. Diddy to be a putative billionaire in this horrible world that we live that does not allow a black man to. He did terrific. And he probably, by the way, his problems were with business relationships. But here's the thing. P. Diddy is just the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. It's part of this sick and sordid world of entertainment in the first place.
Well,
he's not the worst.
Let me put your paws on that. Audrey, I know you've got to go. I'm going to give you the last word. You got 1 minute.
No.
I know. He had a heart out even before the show started. Audrey, last word. You got about a minute.
I've got to go because unlike you, I've got a real job where I actually earn
money we won't do the personal. We won't do the personal text. Audrey, last thought.
He started off personal with me, Scotty. Don't play with me.
I like you.
I think, you know what? I like the conversation. We'll just start on that. Lionel, Audrey. Well, actually, Lionel and Jormel, thank you for your insight. Stay right there, the two of them at least, because I want to take a break. I definitely want to take a break because when we come back, I want to look at what happens next. And it seems just like the victims, as we've talked about, of Jeffrey Epstein are slow to receive any justice. Will this be the same for potential victims of Combs if he is found guilty?
Take a fresh look around at life. Kaleidoscopic, isn't it? A shattered reality distorted by power. Tired vision with no real opinions. Pictures designed to simplify or confuse. Who really wants a better world? And is it just for the chosen few? Fractured images presented as fact. Can you see through their illusions? Going underground can.
New video of alleged abuse by an officer. Today, a sheriff's deputy in Columbia, South Carolina, forcibly removed a student from a classroom at Spring Valley High School.
I saw him just talking to her, whispering to her, and initially, you know, I didn't think it was a problem because I knew that she was just this quiet student in the class.
Someone looks at the police officer and says, here is law enforcement at its worst. Clearly, attacking, abusing power and influence. And then there are others who says this is what's wrong with public school. Poorly behaved, undisciplined black children.
He was there enforcing a law that made it a crime to, quote, disturb schools in any way. That means any disturbance that any kid causes in school is a crime.
Using force is never pretty, but necessary at times. People are never going to change their minds. Some people will never change their minds about the video. They think I was wrong, and that's it.
Welcome back. I'm Skynell Hughes, and you are watching the 360 View. As I stated in my opening, I think there's still a plethora of information the public deserves to know regarding Jeffrey Epstein. It just shocks me that someone's post-Epstein's arrest would potentially mimic the same setup and think they could get away with it. So I want to continue our discussion with our panel, Lionel, lawyer and media analyst, and Jamal Thomas, journalist and radio host. I know both of you are very sad that we lost our first guest, but let's actually have
I
figured you would. You like conversation. He definitely was. He stayed with that. He did not waver on his position. So let me start with you on this one, Lionel. Should the public be surprised there potentially could be a sex trafficking ring in an industry which has a lot of focus on sex and drugs?
Well, first of all, no. I mean, I don't think it, listen, since the days of Clara Bow, you can go back to Charlie Chaplin and Fatty Arbuckle. No, that's not it. And let's also remember that, of course, Diddy has not been charged with anything. Mm-hmm. But I want to say one thing very quickly. And you mentioned Epstein. The question of questions of questions. And by the way, remember, this is a country, this is a world that doesn't follow up. We don't even know where Kate Middleton is, and we just forget about her. It's like, oh, well, whatever. Oh, yeah, Epstein. They killed Epstein in prison, in jail, in a federal jail. They killed him. There was evidence of strangulation, hyoid bone fracture, thyroid cartilage fracture, petechial hemorrhaging. I mean, it was right there. They could have offed him somewhere, and nobody would have known. But they wanted you to know it. We've got him, and he's gone. The next thing was all of the hours. Remember, lady and gentleman, that his entire world was one big recording studio, his home, his plane, and everything. Do you know what I could do if I had a box of hard drives, if I said, name the biggest names in big tech or industry, and I've got him right now doing something that could get him 50 years to life in federal prison. Do you think that gives me a unique bargaining position? No. This is a honeypot. This is extortion. And nobody follows up on this to this day. And the only one charged is Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah. For what? Think they made her a deal? Ghislaine, do your couple of years. Everything's okay. And you are golden. Just take the fall. And all of the women, not one person ever was connected. She's the only person ever arrested. They don't know one man other than poor Prince Andrew. That schmuck who doesn't sweat. Oh, come on.
Okay, so Jamal, I'm going to bring this back. Because like I said, we've done Epstein. We can continue. Yeah. But do you think P. Diddy's network would have even been allowed if there would have been more of a swift, harsh, open prosecution of the Epstein, and he didn't get murdered in prison.
Yeah.
Do you think that would have actually deterred future rings like this, if this is what's been going on?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, and he's right. He's completely right. I mean, like, I always ask this question with Epstein, where are the Johns? Like, mm-hmm. meaning this guy's supposed to be a prolific apex sex predator. And he's supposed to have all of these people have been videotaped and recorded, all of these people were in politics and media and industry and everything else. And then Epstein offs himself, quote unquote, and all of a sudden, case goes away. Everything is eliminated. But thing is, I don't think it would have made a difference. I mean, the reality of it is when Epstein was doing all this stuff, according to, let's say, the street and the mm-hmm. way they talk about Puffy, this stuff was going on for years. I mean, the stuff that Cassie is talking about, Cassie is what, 37 now? She was 18 when she first started with Puffy. So that's a 10-year spread that we're talking about the stuff that's supposed to take place.
Right. Lionel? But,
You bring up a very an excellent point here. First and foremost, let's keep track of a couple of things here. If I could do a grand, have a grand jury, and I'm sure, sir, you would agree with me, here are the people I would love to investigate. If I was in charge of the DOJ, Oprah, Tyler Perry, Steve Harvey, I would have as my lead prosecutor, Cat Williams. The Cat Williams video, or his Club Shay Shay performance, followed by Monique, shook the world. I don't know if you, and by the way, have you noticed how Cat's kind of like, who? Be careful, Cat. Be careful. Don't eat the green banana. Don't buy the green bananas. There is something. And by the way, it's not just there. It's not just in that particular world. But we have the remember what Breitbart said, that politics is downstream from entertainment. These are very, very powerful people. But here's the thing. Is it really Diddy on his own who has been targeted, or did he make some bad decisions regarding his liquor brands, other people? And who do you think has the worried look? Do you think that Jay-Z right now is thinking, uh-oh? Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you something. And also, did you notice that R. Kelly is weighing in on this? when R. Kelly is coming to your defense, but here's the thing, very quickly, don't need to commandeer this, but you've got to ask yourself. I know this may not make any sense, but women in particular, not children, have to understand that when you are entering this world, you know when other women talk. If you enter this knowing who these people are, yeah, and knowing what is expected of you, and knowing that you can consent to orgies and a host of tawdry concupiscent behavior, you know, caveat emptor.
There's a lot of things there. Jamal,
it depends.
Yeah, but I want you to respond to that. But is it a conspiracy theory with Lionel saying that these tapes are now out there, potential blackmail could be happening? Should that not be a concern?
I mean,
and it's the government who has it.
Look, I'll put it this way. If I am T.D. Jakes, mm-hmm, if I'm Jay-Z, if I'm anybody that was at those parties, it's humiliating. In one sense, it may be illegal
and
in
illegal,
another sense.
Yeah, I'm about to say, and illegal.
I mean, so, yeah, I would imagine any of these people are concerned, every bit as much as anybody who's on Epstein's list was concerned. I would imagine Prince Andrew didn't want the list to come out, that he was on that list. And losing the ability to sweat in a war. I would imagine all of them are concerned. I guess the thing I disagree with is if I am registering for a job and in pursuit of that job, who I am just doing, maybe I'm a waiter, maybe I'm doing something else, and my boss is preying upon me, that is not the job that you signed up for. It is fair to say that if you're going into the entertainment industry, you should be aware of this. But should you be allowed to do that? I mean, because if that's the case, you could say the same thing about Epstein, right? You could say Epstein, when the women came in, they knew they were getting a $14 million contract for sexual favors from Weinstein. Okay, but can I get the contract without the side of sexual favors to Weinstein?
Lionel, real quick, because we got to go.
What items were seized? Where's the inventory? What was taken? That's what I want to know.
That's a million-dollar question, yes, and we hope to answer it. Thank you so much for joining us, Lionel and Autry. It's been Lionel and Jamal, you have been absolutely a pleasure to speak with today. Definitely more lively than was expected.
Is he back?
You know, sadly, if we've learned anything from Jeffrey Epstein, we know it takes years to try to get any information. And the chance we will ever know all of the details regarding either case is slim. But in America, we do still have innocent until proven guilty. And while there are wild rumors regarding multiple celebrities, we must not be hasty to judge until there is viable evidence presented to the public. Now, this can be difficult for most, as with every day, there are more and more videos and stories emerging which support the claims of abuse. And it's funny you don't have very many friends or former employees vouching and undeniably denying Combs could be involved in something so nefarious. So in this case, the silence is almost just as damning of a conviction. I'm Sky Noe Hughes, and this has been your 360 View. Thanks for watching.